in the book of Revelation and chapter number 20 and verse 11. And the subject of this sermon is Here Comes the Judge. Here comes the judge. And in the book of Revelation chapter number 20 and verse 11, John gives us a very vivid picture of what is going to take place in the end of time. He tells us that the angel of God came down and laid hold on the devil, if you please, and that he bound him in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And while this 1,000 years was going on during the time that the devil was bound, then the word of God tells us that the saints of God was enjoying 1,000 years of ruling with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not only does he tell us that the saints would be ruling with Christ for 1,000 years, but Brother John tells us that they would be sitting on thrones. And it's a wonderful thing to remember that you may be shedding a few tears right now, but it's going to be joy, joy, joy in the morning. And then Brother John tells us, after the 1,000 years of peace was over, that the devil was turned loose for another season. And after this, the devil was turned loose for a season, the devil is always a devil. And the word of God tells us that he started out on the saints of God again and had backed them all the way up against the wall and was coming in to destroy the people of God. And about that time, the Bible said that fire fell down from heaven and consumed him. You know, it's a wonderful thing to know that we have a God that's always looking out for you and I. And then the man of God tells us, after this 1,000 years of peace and after the devil was destroyed with the fire from heaven, then the scene goes back into heaven, and John the Revelator said that he saw the throne of God coming down into the earth, and said when he saw this great throne, he said that all mankind came up before the throne of God, and John said, and the books were open. And when the books were open, then he said another book was open, which was the book of life. And then he said that every man was judged out of the book of life according to the deeds that were done in his body. In other words, everyone is going to be judged according to the life that he or she lives right down here. And no wonder the word of God said, today, if you will hear my voice, harden not your heart. And I believe that the word of God makes it very loud and very clear that everyone, regardless to who he is, will be judged according to the life that he lives. And no wonder the word of God says, as the tree falls, so shall it lie. In other words, my friend, if you die a sinner, don't look to get up a saint. Yes, wherever the tree falls, if it falls to the north or if it falls to the south, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall be found. And Brother John makes it very plain to you and I that when the books were opened, that every man and every woman will be judged according according to the deeds that have been done in his body. I'm not going to have to pay for your sins. You are not going to have to pay for my sins. But we will all be judged according to the life that we live right down here.
Amen.
And then the word of God tells us very loud and very clear that John looked on just a little bit further and said he saw the rich men and the mighty men and the noble men and the great men of this world stand before the great judge. And he said that many of them, they fled from the face of him that was sitting on the throne. And it makes me know very clearly tonight that the day of the great judge will come. You may run on for a long time, and you may run on slipping and sliding, but be very sure that the judge will pass by your house by and by. And the word of God tells us that some time ago that the judge showed up on the scene way back during the antediluvian world, during the time when God Almighty looked down upon mankind and said he was sorry that he ever made the man. And somebody said, why was it like that? God said, I'm sorry that I made this man, because the very imagination of his heart is continuously wicked. In other words, he said, when he looked down and saw that the sons of men took unto themselves, sons of God, if you please, took unto themselves the daughters of men, and the church of God and the world intermingled together, and you found the sons of God marrying ungodly women, so much so that God said that I'm tired and I'm sorry that I ever made this man. And God looked down upon him and said, my spirit will not always strive with man. It makes me know that God is getting tired of your wicked ways. He said, I've stood all day long with my arms stretched out to you. He said, I pleaded in the morning and I pleaded in the noonday, and I called to you with my arms stretched out to you. And God called a man by the name of Noah and said, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. And for 120 long years, Noah preached. He preached in the morning. He preached in the evening. Come on in the house. He said, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain, rain. Way by and by. And the rains fell. And my Bible tell me it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And God destroyed all flesh that was up on the face of the earth. But remember, when the judge came, there was only 8 souls that were spared. Only 8 men and women lived through of the first world's destruction, because God Almighty found favor in the life of one man. Lift your hand and say amen.
Amen.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. You better make it up in your mind, brothers and sisters, that it's not just a song that you're hearing in the world today. It's not just something that you hear on the television. It's not just some name that they've named an automobile by, and they call one of these cars the judge. But I want you to know the judge that I'm talking about. He's going to pay every man according as his work shall be. I heard the judge say the other day, he that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Behold, he said, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, and I'm going to reward every man according as his work shall be. But wait a minute, I see the judge coming on the scene again, and I believe he started down towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And I heard the judge as he started to whirl towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And the judge said, well, I got a friend that I think I'll stop by and tell him all about it. And my Bible tells me that he said, I think I'm going to tell Abraham. I'm going to tell him all about it. And he stopped by and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, I've heard about Sodom and Gomorrah. I've heard about the ungodly things that's going on down there. But I'm not going to take the word of other people. I'm going down and I'm going to find out for myself. I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God is not going to take your word. He's not going to take my word. There's a whole lot of people that's talking about you. There's a whole lot of people that's lying on you. But the Lord said, I'm going down and I'm going to find out for myself. He said, I believe I'll tell Abraham what I'm going to do. And he said, I'm going down and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But first, I'm going to find out if it's true what I heard. For I heard it. I heard it through the grapevine. Somebody have been whispering to me. Somebody have been calling me up. And I'm going down and find out for myself. I'm going down and I'm going to look the thing over. And he said, Abraham, I'm going to find out for myself. And the word of God tells us that Abraham remembered that he's got some relatives down there. Ain't no harm to pray for your people in the world. Ain't no harm to pray for your mothers and fathers, for your sisters and your brothers. And I heard him say, Lord, help me say, Lord. 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 He said, if you find 50 down there, will you destroy the righteous along with the sinner? And he said, Lord, if you find 40, Lord, if you find 30, will you destroy of the righteous along with the sinners? I heard Abraham when he got a little closer to God. You see, you got to know how to get close to God. Some people are walking so far behind in the background that when they really need to get a prayer through, they are not close enough to God. But Abraham came a little closer and he said, oh Lord, let me ask you one more time. Lord, don't be angry with me. But if you find 30, and then he said, if you find 20, and then he went on a little bit further and said, now I know one thing. The judge of all the earth, he will do right. I'm so glad tonight that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God will do that which is right. You don't have to worry. Let people say what they want to say. But when you stand before the judge of all the earth, the God that cannot do wrong, the God that never sleeps, and the God that never slumbers, when you stand before him, he will do right. I don't care how bad it is, but remember, if you put your case in God's hand, no wonder I heard the songwriter say, my life is in God's hand. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. My life is in God's hand. When. When you think of all the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul, clap your hands. I'm so glad. He's a God that you can't hear it. He'll be there. I said he'll be there. He'll be there. He'll be there. He'll be there. Don't you worry. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Always. 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 He's always on time. And the word of God tells us very loud and clear. When he got down to Sodom and Gomorrah, these wicked men met these angels. They met them when they started into the house of Lot. And they tell me when they knocked on the door around about midnight, these men were so wicked and they were so ungodly. And Lot came to the door and said, "What do you want?" And they said, "We want those men. We want those men." And Lot said, "Wait a minute." Said, "What's going on here?" He said, "I got some daughters down here that have never known a man." And said, "If you just got to do wrong, I'd rather see you do it in the right way. I'll send my daughters out to you. If there is such a thing of doing wrong right." He didn't want them to really damn themselves any more than they were. And Brother Lot said, "All right, I'll give you my daughters." But they said, "We don't want no women. We don't want no men, no women. We want those men." I want you to know that Sodom is named after Sodomy, if you please. And the world is corrupt today. The world is turned upside down tonight with all of this ungodly thing. These things is going on right here now. Women acting like men. Men acting like women right down here in Los Angeles, California. But here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. God said, "Get out of the city." Told him to escape to the mountaintop. And when he told him to escape to the mountaintop, he said, "I don't want you to look in the plain." And when the word of God said not to look in the plain, he made it very loud and very clear that the fire was going to fall down from heaven. Lift your hand and say yes. Say yes. He wanted them to know loud and clear that the fire of God was falling down upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And the God that I'm talking about, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Here come the judge. I said, "Here come the judge." And my Bible tells me that over in the book of Revelation, I heard Brother John when he said the other day that he said, "I was in the spirit on the Lord's day." Lift your hand and say yes. He said, "I was in the spirit on the Lord's day." And when he found himself in the spirit, John said he looked there and he saw someone and said his hair and his head was white like wool. And said he looked at his eyes and his eyes were like flaming fire. And said he looked again and his feet were like polished brass. And John said his voice sounded like many waters. Get your hand and say yes. Here come the judge. John said he heard the angel crying out, running through heaven, saying, "Who is worthy to loose
loose the books of the seven seals. John said it's searched in the heavens, and said it's searched all down in the earth. Way by and by, and after a while, they found somebody. And they said, he's the lily of the valley. He's the bright rose of Sharon. He's my battle axe. He's my high tower. He found Jesus. And when they found somebody, John said, when they found the Lamb of God, then after a while the 24 elders fell down. Then after a while the beast with the four horns and the four heads, they fell on down. And they cried out with one accord, worthy! 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 Oh, he's worthy tonight. John said he looked around and he stepped up and he opened up the first seal. When he opened up the first seal, out come riding a white horse, and said on this white horse was a rider, and said he had a name across his shoulders, and that name said Conquer. And when he rode by, said somebody hollered at him and said, ride on, ride on, ride on, King Jesus, ride on, conquering king. Said when he stepped up there, he opened up the second seal, and out come riding a red horseman, and said red was a sign of blood, and said all over his back it looked like blood dripping, because many men and women were going to die. Then he said when he opened up the third seal, out come riding a black horseman, and said this black horseman was a sign of the famines that was going to be in the land. Then when he said he opened up the fourth seal, and out came riding a slow, pale horseman. And somebody said, who is this? And they said, this horseman is the horse of death. That's why he's riding so slow. That's why he's looking so gloomy. After a while, he opened up the fifth seal. When he opened up the fifth seal, my Bible tells me John looked, and he saw a group come crawling out from under the altar. Somebody said, John, who are these? John said, these are they. These are they that have lost their heads. They are the beheaded witnesses. John heard them crying out one to another. The saints that had gone on before, the saints that wouldn't bow, the saints that refused to take lie down, the saints that wouldn't go back on God. John said he heard them crying out, how long? How long? How long? How long? God said, just a little while longer. Just a little while longer. We got just a little while longer to suffer. I want to tell you, my friends, to cry on a little while longer. Moan on just a little while longer. Pray on a little while longer. The judge is coming after a while. Lift your hand and say yes. After a while, the sixth seal was open. When the sixth seal opened up, the word of God said there was a great earthquake. And when the earth began to shake, reeling rock on the right and left-hand side, the stars couldn't remain in the heavens. Said the stars fell down from the heaven like a fig tree casting forth its untimely figs. And he saw the heavens depart just like a scroll when it's rolled together. And every mountain and every island said it moved out of its place. John said he saw the rich men and the mighty men, the noble men, running. Hey, running to the rocks, running to the mountains. They said, Hiles! Hiles! What's wrong with you? Here come the judge. Hiles! From the face of him that's sitting on the throne. The great day. Help me say great day. Great day. Great day. Pop your hand and say great day. John said the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? John said he looked and he saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, and they had power in their hands to go down and smite the earth with a curse. But wait a minute, before they got down to the earth, they saw another angel coming up from the east and said he had an ink writer's horn in his hand. And he cried out, wait a minute. They said, what do you want? He said, don't you hurt nobody until I put the shield of the living God in my servant's forehead. And the Bible said he went down in the earth before the judge got down with the plague and sealed 144,000, which represents the 12 tribes of Israel. 144,000. Somebody said, what's going on down there? I heard him when he said, these are they that come out of great tribulation, coming from the north, south, east, and west, going to the land of rest. Join the heavenly choir, sing, and won't never get tired. You better get your seal, because here comes the judge. Your seal is the Holy Ghost. Lift your hand and say, Holy Ghost. Clap your hand and say, I got it. I got it. Oh, you ought to be glad that you got it. John said he looked around again, and all of a sudden, he said, when they got ready to open up the seventh seal, he said there was silence in the heaven for the space of a half an hour. Nobody didn't say anything. And somebody said, can you tell me what would stop the angels from singing? Somebody said, yeah, I'll tell you. Because of the plagues, because the judge is coming on the scene, and he's getting ready to pay wicked men. He's getting ready to pay wicked women. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. And he said that the angels couldn't sing the song no more. John said he saw seven men with seven trumpets step up. And one man blew his trumpet. And look at this strange concoction here. He said it was hail and fire mingled with blood. Nobody could mix a concoction like that but God Almighty. You know that hail and fire is contrary one to the other. Fire automatically it would melt hail. But God, the God of the universe, started fire and hail and blood and said it destroyed one third of all the vegetation. And the second man blew his trumpet and he looked and saw a big mountain of fire, just like that mountain that was rolling through Babylon. Tan down. Help me say tan down. Tan down. The kingdom of this world. And this mountain of fire went into the ocean. And he said the third trumpet blew. And he looked and saw a great star fall down from heaven. And his name was Wormwood. And said he got in all the water and made all the water bitter. and said many souls died because of the bitter waters. And he looked and he saw another star. When this trumpet blew, he said this angel came down from heaven and he had the keys to the bottomless pit. And when he unlocked that pit, out came a big black bush of smoke. And hidden in this smoke, the Bible said, was locusts. And God gave it to them to smite men, to bite men, to sting them, but just don't kill them. And he said, I want you to sting them for 6 long months. When you open up your bread basket, a locust in there would sting you. And when you get in the bed, a couple of scorpions in your bed to sting you there. When you get in your auto, he said, don't kill them, but just torment them for 6 long months. And John said, which is the saddest note in my mind and in this whole Bible, is the words that said, yet for all of this, men, the kingdom of this world and this mountain of fire went into the ocean, and he said the third trumpet blew, and he looked and saw a great star fall down from heaven, and his name was Wormwood, and said he got in all the water and made all the water bitter, and said many souls died because of the bitter waters, and he looked and he saw another star. When this trumpet blew, he said this angel came down from heaven and he had the keys to the bottomless pit. And when he unlocked that pit, out came a big black bush of smoke. And hidden in this smoke, the Bible said, was locusts. And God gave it to them to smite men, to bite men, to sting them, but just don't kill them. And he said, I want you to sting them for 6 long months. When you open up your bread basket, a locust in there would sting you. And when you get in the bed, a couple of scorpions in your bed to sting you there. When you get in your automobile, he said, don't kill them, but just torment them for 6 long months. And John said, which is the saddest note in my mind and in this whole Bible, is the words that said, yet for all of this, men would not repent. When you look at it, people do not want to know anything about God. They don't care what's going on. They think the Bible is a fairy tale. But here come the judge, brother. Here come the judge, sister. John said he blew his trumpet again and said he saw one angel come out there and said he placed 1 foot on the land. And he placed the other one on the sea and said he cried out, oh Lord, time, 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 time. He cried out that time won't be no more.